That's that, then. One new community center open.
Parish Hall?
If you like.
I don't like.
Well, what don't you like about it, Polly Middleton?
It's not me.
But no, it's not you. It's a community center.
Oh, isn't it funny? Save your wisecracks, Tom Frost. They're wasted on me.
Are we going on to the little mission?
Of course we're going on. We've a game of bingo booked, haven't we?
I felt a bit guilty going to the opening of a new hall and then getting up to come out to play bingo somewhere else.
It was a prior arrangement, Nancy.
I know, but where's Jack Preston? Where's Nathan? Yeah. I thought they were walking over with us.
Nathan's from his latest camp. Oh. Jack's looking for it with him.
Well, hang on, then. Oh, I was embarrassed when the curate singled us out. That was the curate, wasn't it, dressed like Elvis Presley? Singled us out? How do you mean? The Pitt Hill contingent, he said. Didn't you hear him? Surely you heard him. I see we have the Pitt Hill contingent, he said. Welcome to our senior citizens from the Pitt Hill flats. Then up we got and came out the minute the mayor finished his speech.
Speech? It was more like the opening of Parliament.
Oh, here they come.
Oh, he had it in his back pocket all the time.
You were long enough.
Well, I had a word with the curate. I asked him about the future prospects at the community centre. He was joking about us going elsewhere for our tenants' meeting in Salisbury.
What did I tell you?
I'm sure we could accommodate you here for your bingo in the future, he said. Just get in touch with the vicar.
Has he tried getting in touch with the vicar?
What's the matter with the vicar?
He's had a man on his prayer list, been dead 19 years.
There's nothing wrong with that. He'll be praying for his soul.
Well, if his soul needs praying for after 19 years, it must have been in dire straits when it went over.
I'm not fond of sacrilegious talk. If it was you that was dead, you wouldn't want your soul bandying about.
Well, I don't know. It might be better than ossification.
Souls can't ossify, Tom. If you ossify, you turn into bone.
Oh, come, Nancy. You're a clever lass.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Are you ready? We haven't all night to stand around chin-wagging.
Is everyone who's coming here?
Why don't you count heads?
I will.
Oh, dear.
There's me, one.
He would be number one.
Jack, number two.
One of them, sure.
Nathan, number three. Polly, number four.
Some folk like to hear themselves talk.
Nancy, number five. All present and ready.
Right. Quick march.
All that rushing and there's nobody here.
Haven't we got the wrong night?
We haven't got the wrong night. I booked it down on the kitchen calendar. Besides, door's open, isn't it? We've got in.
It looks a bit grotty in here now, doesn't it? After the new place.
I wouldn't say grotty, Nancy. Bit shabby, maybe. Could do with a lick of paint. Edna looks after things very nicely.
Oh, yes. I wasn't throwing out at Edna. Is she joining us for bingo?
I don't think she's coming tonight. I hear it's the doctor's with Alfred's bunion.
Of course, he couldn't go on his own. She carries him. Runs round after Alfred every night. Caretakes this place in the daytime. Soon want their heads seeing to. Let's get started.
We can't get started without a caller. Who's calling?
Polly? I understood it was Alfred. It seems he's got his bunions. Well, it could be anybody. It seems a bit... Oh.
Perhaps we should have stopped at the new place after all.
And have our ears chewed off.
Like to hear himself talk, the nurse.
Aye. Okay, what did you reckon to what he said in his opening remark?
Remarks? More like the opening of Parliament. On and on.
Which bit do you mean, Jack?
Oh, about things getting better around here when they finish the bypass. About folk buying up property that's been standing and about people doing things in the neighbourhood.
Hmm. Will 40-odd-year-old bomb sites at last be cleared? Shall we see cleanliness and colour and flowers? Oh, don't all speak at once.
Well, I ask you, cleanliness around here? Colour? Flowers?
Why not? What's stopping you?
Pounds, shillings and pence.
I prefer more like. How much does a packet of seeds cost? They were giving them away free last week with the paper.
You can't plant a packet of seeds on a cinder croft. Deadly nightshade and choke them to death.
You've had no chance before, all those years hard at work, the lot of you. Now's your chance, now that you're retired.
Oh, don't come here with your southern ideas. Just because you've lived where they're all soft.
Polly, all I'm saying is we can do something.
The pittles are better, you have to admit that. Oh, when I were a girl, they were now but black dust. Fall down and you've come a right cropper, dirt ingrained under your skin. Well, there's none of that now. And they've planted a few saplings.
Progress. But it's taken 40 years, and it's about the only spot of green, if you can call it green, in sight.
Young couple uptown had that teleprogram visit their garden. Won prizes for it there.
One off, that was. And caused an astonished comment on the BBC. Just fancy, right here, in the heart of the industrial north, at the back of a tiny semi.
The heart of what?
Aye, well, it used to be.
Well, if you're so fond of it, why did you shift down south?
For a change. I'm an adventurous man. I went to work on a mesquite.
In a big posh garden, we've heard.
I came back again, didn't I? When I retired, I came home. I miss the soil down there, beautiful, rich, red, crumbly stuff. To grow well in anything. Mind you, hard clay though it is round here, it's champion for roses. I've a few bushes coming out by my flat. They'll be grand come midsummer.
Tell that to your mates down south. We're always being patronised.
It's our own fault. A few roses are not enough. We must take our finger out.
You take your finger out. Have my work cut out cleaning windows. I'm not starting digging again at my age.
Are you waking up then, Nathan?
I've been listening. We don't all talk 20 to a dozen.
Oh, well, now, if you're a man of action, you must prove it.
You've got to cheat, Tom Frost. You've not been back here 5 minutes and you're throwing your weight around.
I've been back 10 years. You know, Nathan, what I reckon you need is an incentive. If I gave you 2 cup final tickets and you to walk to Rochdale to get on the shower, you'll be up at 5 a.m. and into your boat flat Prince Lightning.
Now you're talking. You haven't, have you?
Haven't what?
Got 2 cup final tickets.
I might have. And then again, I might not.
Stop playing silly beggars. You have or you haven't.
What would you say? What would you say if I put up an offer like the prize of 2 cup final tickets for the person who made the best job of tidying up and brightening the environment?
Who does he think he is? The bloody town clerk. Oh,
there you go, bending to authority. Unless somebody with a label on his coat or a diploma in his bottom drawer tells you to do something, you won't budge. You've had that many centuries of being told what to do. That much clogging on and off. Your brains have rusted. You can't think of yourselves.
That's commie talk. We want none of that here.
It's common sense talk. Hands up. Those who did the job in life, they wanted to do.
Listen to him. This is a tenants' association meeting and social, not a schoolroom. When are we going to get round to playing bingo?
When we get a bingo caller. And where is everybody? I'm sure we've got the wrong night.
Bingo, my Aunt Fanny.
I suppose you'd like to be playing whist or bridge. I dare say, when you was down south, you played Scrabble.
We find ourselves at an unexpected loose end. What's wrong with a rattling good discussion?
Look here.
Now,
Polly, what's the point of squabbling among ourselves? This environment issue is important. We've got to live with it. We should work together to make the place bonny and bright, a happy community. We should cooperate gladly.
He means we should do what he says. I think he has a point.
And how do you reckon we should set about it?
By clearing the patch in front of our own front door so the council's tidied us up a bit. Right, a bit. Now we must go further afield than our immediate front doors. What about where we're sitting now?
The Little Mission.
Outside the Little Mission. Next door to the Little Mission. The Croft. We all have to look out of our windows onto that eyesore.
Oh, covered in litter, tin cans, chippy paper.
Right. So we go out there, first thing Monday morning with our plastic dustbin liners. We shift all the litter. Every scrap.
We what?
We shift all
by
the litter.
Heck, I heard you've got a nerve.
Oh, but isn't that a young kid's job? You's on the dole. Shouldn't they be cleaning up the area rather than pensioners who've done their whack?
Catch me picking up other people's junk.
I'm disappointed in... Well, I shall be going, so anybody who cares to join me...
What was that about cup final tickets?
Who wants to go to the cup final?
Oh, I wouldn't mind. It would be an event.
It would be an event if we brightened up this little corner of Britain. Well, come on. Who's going to be with me? Jack?
Well, I don't know.
I might be prepared to give it a go.
Me too.
That's the stuff. Now then, Monday morning outside here, and when we've cleared the croft, we'll move on to that bit of a dumping ground called the park near the station. What do you say, eh?
I'd say you're crackers. And what's more, you're wasting your time. Don't you realise the minute you've got the litter up, some old room will start throwing stuff down again?
No, I don't realise that. I call that a defeatist attitude. We shan't know what we can achieve on a lasting basis until we try.
What about these cup final tickets? If we're all at it, cleaning up, doing the same, who's going to get these here mystical cup final tickets?
It means mythical.
I'll observe closely. Whoever shifts most, he will get the tickets.
Or she. Personally, I think you want your head seeing to.
It doesn't sound a fair system to me at all. I mean, if we all turn out, if we all do our bit, we should all be rewarded. Some could stoop down better than others. I mean, they'll automatically shift up faster. But that doesn't mean the others deserve less. I mean, probably bending down, being difficult for them, they deserve more.
You have a point. Happen, I'll rattle them off.
Well, that's more like it. A straightforward rattle, no mucking about.
And the work still has to be done, though. The work still has to be done. Or no tickets.
He's got no tickets, mark my words.
He could have. He's got a nephew with something to do with professional football.
If the project is going to be effective, we ought to get a spot of publicity. A reporter from the Free Advertiser. Folks should know about it in advance.
I don't want anyone gawping at me.
You come in, then.
I am not. Well, then, you won't be gawped at, will you?
People gawping at us is just what we do want. We want to set an example. Get everybody at it.
Well, you're not getting me at it. Now shut your trap and give out these pencils. Time we got down to a game of bingo. Yeah, get up there and do the calling.
Me? What shall I do for balls?
If they don't keep the front door locked up, it's unlikely they'll keep the balls locked up.
I'm sure that's an oversight. The front door, I mean.
They'll be in the cupboard back there. They'll not be locked up. There's no great value in balls.
You're a hard woman, Polly.
There's hardly enough of us to make for any excitement.
I've played bingo with only two or three on Morecambe Promenade.
But was it exciting?
Shut up and get searching. We came for bingo, and bingo's what we're playing.
Oh, it's darkness. There's to be no prizes. You don't play bingo for no prizes.
We could have a bit of a kitty.
It's just not practical. Give in, Polly. We've got the wrong night.
I've nothing against a kitty, but personally, I'm a bit alarmed about this front door. I'm in favour of going to seek out Edna.
Oh, how's that for a bit of excitement? All down to the doctor's surgery to clock Alfred's onion.
I'll nip next door, see if they're back.
Oh, they're not back from doctors yet. You can wait in yon waiting room till your shoes turn mouldy.
Well, I'll nip round just the same. Just give me a minute.
Now, about Monday morning.
Cancelling a meeting for the sake of a bunion. And she could have let us know.
Well, she did try. She got to the others. We were at a community centre opening, remember?
Remember? Shall I ever forget? Wouldn't catch me fraternising with a duff beggar like Tom Frost if we hadn't been thrown together.
He's all right.
He's eccentric. He's always been eccentric. We like that as a lad stood out like a sore thumb in our class at school.
I rather like a man who knows his mind and gets things going. After all, we're not sheep, are we?
What do you mean, sheep?
Never mind. Well, I'm looking forward to it. See you Monday morning, then.
I do my washing Monday morning, and I go for my dues.
Well, my washing can wait.
Steve Potter, the advertiser.
Tom Frost, how do you do?
So it's just you and who else?
My immediate neighbours. Nathan here, Jack, and there'll be a lady or two any moment. Have you no photographer?
He may be down later. Got a lot on this morning.
So have we, son. So have we.
Will this bag do? It's strong brown paper. I couldn't lay my hands on a black plastic dustbin bag.
Well, stop filling it up. Oh, I might have known it. We're about to have an audience.
Where? Oh.
Don't look now, but there's a couple of lads coming this way.
Oh, what a sight. What do they do with their jeans? Cut them up on purpose? have you seen such jackets? Come and sell advertising space. The life of comic cut.
Ignore them. Get on.
Where do we start?
Just get cracking.
I'm using my shopping trolley in case they have to collect anything with a bit of weight. I've lined it with a carrier. Oh, I don't think I can manage this, though. Look here. Half of a rusty old tricycle.
Oh, give it here. Up and it'll draw out the cup final tickets according to where.
Hey, cup final?
Cup final, straight up, cup final.
We're cleaning up the environment. Do you want to stand there golfing, or are you going to give it a hand?
Look out.
All right, there, they missed me. Just... Oh, that's funny, is it? Kicking stuff back when it's just been shifted. You find that amusing?
I'll take it, Tom. Give it to you.
Well, thank you, Jack. It'll go in my bag.
They're making me nervous, those two.
If you're not going to help, shove off.
Whoa! This is a Rambo. Had a good meal lately, four eyes.
Get off with you. There's nothing here for you. No. You don't want it in the paper you've been consorting with the elderly, do you? Might ruin your image.
Oh, here we go,
Thank goodness. There's such big flats these days. Mind you, they're not all like that. A woman down Mill Lane was looked after by a proper yobbo-looking lad when she was taken poorly in the shopping precinct. Orange hair he had, and didn't look clean. Mm. Turned out to be a right gentleman. No, they're not all.
Little out.
Yes, but we don't know who's responsible for all this, do we? You can't credit, can you? That folk will chuck such stuff out. Look here. Empty egg boxes. Chip papers, yes, the sloppy devils. You can believe that. Coke cans and so forth. But egg boxes?
Oh, anything goes. See you.
Nay, what is it, the best?
Why, fronts. Some of the worst for wear.
Never.
What was your idea in undertaking this project?
Well, now, young fella, my lad, what do you think it was?
I'd like to have it in your own words.
We were heartily fed up of looking out of us windows onto a rubbish dump. We want colour in our lives. We want cleanliness. We want light.
Now then. It's Polly Lou. Polly's here after all.
Are you all from the same area?
At Pit Hill Flat. So, over there.
Ah, the pit. The old pit.
Were you alive and kicking in 1957? Aye, I thought not. Well, that was when they shut down the pit. There was many one said the seam weren't dry. Shall we ever know the truth of that, I wonder?
Was anyone here a miner?
Oh, I were, but I came up for World War II and never went back down again.
I've been down.
You've been down? Down the pit?
50 years ago, night of the accident.
You were a nurse?
Nay, I weren't a nurse.
What do you mean then, Paul?
I mean I went down in my mind.
Go on, lass.
I saw it, that's all. I saw the lift drop like a plane shot out of the sky. I saw the props fallen in. I saw the bodies and the darkness. I was caught in a lad who was trapped there all night. I was with him. That's all I can tell you. Don't ask me how or why.
Caught in? But you never married, Paul?
No. I never married.
I'm glad you've come to give us a hand, Polly. Though I doubt you'll get much in that basket.
I'm on my way for the pension. I'm not joining your tomfoolery.
Oh, never. I've lived next door to here all these years and never knew that. Well, never.
Now the pit hills are green again.
You might say that, sir. Would you call that green?
Here's Keith.
What? Where? Oh, you're a photographer, is it? An article and a photo? Well, now you're talking. How do, Keith? Do you want us posed?
No, carry on what you're doing. I'll get what I need as you go along.
Aye, right. The team backs into it.
What's this about cup final tickets?
I'm afraid you have missed a disadvantage. Did somebody mention the cup final?
Tom. Is it cleaning the environment that interests you, or a trip to Wembley?
The two things are not, should not be incompatible. Like I said, we're after a bit of colour and light in our lives. A football final and clean surroundings are not antagonistic.
That's a moot point. I mean, look at football violence. Look at...
I'd rather not. The last match I attended at Old Trafford was packed. Liverpool versus United. Behaviour was exemplary. Any skirmishes, minor. And feelings are running high, as you can imagine, with teams of that calibre. The competitive spirit...
So, there are some cup final tickets at stake here, is that it?
I think you might be letting your imagination run away with you. Now, Nathan, why have you put down your sack?
I'm not in it for the football, though I wouldn't say no to an occasion. I'm here to do this job, to make a statement.
Oh, they're not coming back, are they?
No, no, we've seen the last of them. They're off down their own. There's Polly, the best steak here of her. No, no, keep it at the face. That's all the larking and singing's about. We're too tame for them, youth. I had it once. Dafter than any drunk from AM to PM.
Nice, though. I'd swap it for old age any day of the week. The more fool you. I wouldn't live my life over again for £1,000.
You can't keep away, Polly. You're going to have to get stuck in. Now put your basket down and help Nathan fill his sack.
I'm off home with the dinner. There's a queue for pensions. And you'd be better off in it, waiting for what's duty than mucking about here.
The pensions will be there this afternoon when this job's finished. First things first.
Ah, you must be well off if pension is top of your list.
I wonder if we should have a shot at that. The lot of you line up for your pensions.
Well, whatever you say. Anything to give credibility to the cause.
Swallowed a dictionary. Been vaccinated with a gramophone needle.
I think that's it.
Oh, I'll knock my bag at the top. It's delicious.
I wonder, Keith... Keith, isn't it? If you'd care to record the evidence.
Oh, why not? Now, how about a quick visit to the post office?
We'll have to dispose of this lot first.
Oh, no need for that. I had a word with Edna at the weekend. We can stack all the bags round the back. Dustbin men come tomorrow morning.
Ah, they may come, but will they take them away? They've an unerring instinct, those men, for rubbish that belongs and rubbish that doesn't belong. 5 weeks, my sister left out an old ironing board. Would they shift it? Would they? Because, like, she gives up, sticks a few plump pots out to make a feature of it. Got quite attached to it, she did. Then, lo and behold, one day when she takes the plants inside to give them a good soak, up come the dustbin men and cart the board off. After all, you never know what they'll leave or what they'll shift.
I don't see Edna making a feature of these bags. Well, thanks very much for seeing her, Jack. It's a big help. Right, heave home, hearties.
Lead the way. Give that to me.
Oh, thank you very much. It is a bit shocking to push over here.
I reckon we've made a very good job of it.
And now we'll get to the post office.
Not till we've got the muck off our hands and picked up our pension books. How about all coming back with me for a mug of tea first?
And to pick up the cup final.
Follow me.
Nice little flats, aren't they?
Oh, aye.
Council?
That's right. We're all council except Nathan, and he's round the corner in his mum's little old cottage.
Well, if a mum comes like this lot, then I don't pay their rent.
Come and look over here, Stephen.
Sorry?
Here. Look at the view from this window.
Oh, right. The mill. Yeah, you've got it on all sides here, haven't you?
My mother and Nancy's mother worked in there. Precious little day like this all in winter time. Not a lot more in summer, with all the work they had to shift when they got home nights. It's not a cotton mill now. Mail order goods. Folk buying stuff on easy terms. Parcels go out from here all over Britain. We used to watch the beams of cotton being dropped out of those doors up above. You see them? On a pulley, a hoist, and then taken off in a lorry. Funny, I don't remember much litter in them days. Filth, I remember that. Smoking chimneys and dirt. Not much colour, not much light. Bugger all green. But we don't have to stick with it, lad. We don't have to stick with it. Sticking with it's like saying they worked and endured for nought. My grandma prized up a flagstone in her backyard to plant a handful of nasturtiums. Maybe gold they were. Brilliant orange. Good brick structure, that. You ever seen a building as solid made?
I can't say I
have.
It could have a quiet word, Tom.
Another cup of tea, isn't it, Nathan?
Just a word.
Oh, well, excuse me, ladies and gents. Now then, What's up?
I dare say Jack will be getting the tickets on account of his extra organisation vis-à-vis Edna and the dustbins.
I haven't decided who's to get those. We've a long way to go before we've made our mark.
It's nearly on top of us, the cup final. Whoever's going will have to make arrangements and inquire about railway trains.
Don't bother your head about details. Tell me, Nathan, have you enjoyed participating in today's project?
I have. Mind you, I shall be stiff in the morning. Break it up, you two. We want no Secret Service stuff here.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can say we've made a good start. So, how would it be if we fixed the meet again, down by the station, on Friday morning? Thursday? Or shall we say, earlier still?
Oh, no, nay. Give us time to recuperate.
Thursday, then. Now, what about this photo outside the post office?
We should be getting on our way. Have you got enough, please?
Oh, plenty, yes. Well, late as it is. Give the post office a miss, eh?
Well, suit yourselves. It was you that was so keen on the idea.
They'll only print the one photo, and I'm betting it'll be you lot, with Edna and the bags by the dustbins.
All right, so, if you've all finished your tea, and we're not going anywhere, I'll take the opportunity to make a few phone calls.
All right, we'll be off then.
Aye, see you come Thursday. Where's my cap?
You've never lost. It again.
It's here under his nose.
Oh, the blue blazes has been sitting on it.
Oh, we'll let ourselves out. Tom, ta-ta!
Well, thanks a lot, Nancy. Jack, Nathan, ta-ta!
We'll be off too. Thanks for the tea.
You'll be going into print when?
Wednesday.
Right. I look forward to that.
You'll be on Northwest tonight, yes?
I haven't altogether ruled that out. Let's face it, we could be starting something here. We could be in for the biggest clean-up the North has ever known. Now, that's worth some coverage, isn't it?
I think it's newsworthy. I only hope I can persuade the editor to give us enough space.
Hope? You can surely do a bit better than hope for a young fellow like you.
Dunno. I'm not promising.
Tell me, are you at all interested in football?
Oh, I am.
Well, just have to say what happens, won't we?
What do you mean? You mean cup final tickets?
Well, I can't promise anything. We shall just have to bide till Wednesday.
Wednesday? What's Wednesday?
Well, you said it. Publication day, of course. Then, where's that number? It's your birthday, telephone. I'm going to make a call. A non-emergency call. Not for the doctor, not for the plumber, not for the warden. Paul, here it is. You, Paul?
Speaking, is that?
Bye, that's a stroke of luck. The gods are with us, lad. I thought I'd get your private secretary. Or your minder.
Uncle Tom?
Spot on.
Uncle Tom. Long time.
No see, right. Now then, Paul, how are you?
Busy. You?
Aye, I'm busy at all. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. What's the position regarding cup final tickets? I had a feeling you'd say that. Well, now then, how would you like, in exchange for one or two unavailable cup final tickets, a spot of publicity?
Publicity? It's not publicity, we're short of publicity.
There's publicity, lad, and there's publicity. You'll not have forgotten the place you were born in, for all your big posh house in the Cheshire countryside. Am I right?
Of course I haven't forgotten. What do you take me for?
Right then. If that's the case, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to take you for. Pin back your ear holes, lad, and listen.
Clean Up was written by Nan Woodhouse. Tom was played by Geoffrey Banks, Polly by Rosalie Williams, Nancy, Paula Tilbrook, Nathan, John Jardine, Jack, Neville Barber, Stephen, Peter Rylands, Keith, Colin Kerrigan, and Paul, John Griffin. It was directed by Tony Cliff.